Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today and the true understanding of the Bible by letting the Bible interpret itself. And by reading and understanding the Bible and believing the Bible. Now, 3 out of 10 Americans only say, while most claim that the Bible is the Word of God, they say, well, we can't take it literally. So 70% of the people who say that they believe the Bible don't really believe the Bible. See, because they believe they can pick and choose. They believe that they can take this part of the Bible, and I like this. Or that part of the Bible will put it, well, this is what we believe. Jesus said, man shall live by every word of God. Now, let me ask you another question. Since a lot of people believe that the Old Testament, all of it has been fulfilled and done away, well, what have they done? They've gotten rid of half the Bible, right? More than half the Bible, correct? And then they go to the New Testament and then they pick and choose what they want here and there. Now, this is what human beings have always done. And this is what the children of Israel did. Because God said, when you come into the land, don't inquire after the gods of the people of the land and say, how did these people worship their gods? Even so, I will do likewise to the Lord. He says, don't do it, for every abomination which the Lord hates have they done to their gods. But did the children of Israel listen? No, they did not listen. God told them when they go into the land, they were not to make treaties with any of the people of the land. But you see, because they were so good-hearted and they were so nice, they decided to make treaties with them. And after all, let's use them as slaves. Notice what God says. Let's come to the book of Judges. How many of you have ever read the book of Judges? That might be an interesting read for you. See, God is true. His word is true. When he makes a covenant, he will not break his covenant. But remember, in every covenant, because of the conditions of human beings, God says, if. Therefore, it's dependent on our response to God. Now, if our response to God is not according to the word of God and according to truth, God won't break his covenant, but he has penalties that he will bring. And so we're going to see, just like we saw in the last segment, how the people went after Nimrod and set up all the religions that are on this side of the flood coming clear down today to Babylon the Great as described in Revelation 13 and 17 and 18. Now, all magnified, all that much more, but you need to understand, all of the gods of the world go back to Nimrod, Semiramis, and Tammuz, the son of Semiramis. Now, that's why you need to download the book. We have it right online for you. It's a hard book to find, but it is vital for your understanding of the Bible. So why don't you, right after this program, go download The Two Babylons by Alexander Hislop. We have it on the Church at Home website and cbcg.org website. Here's what God said to them, beginning in verse 1 in Judges, the second chapter. I made you go up out of Egypt and have brought you into the land which I swore to your fathers and said, I will never break my covenant with you. And you shall make no treaty with those who live in the land. You shall throw down their altars, but you have not obeyed my voice. What is this that you have done? Now remember, the simplicity of God and the simplicity of Christ is, obey my voice. And the words and the voice of God have been recorded here in the Bible. That's why there are so many Bibles in the world, so that you can understand what God has said. And so the question comes to all of us, because Jesus said, that we have to do the will of the Father who is in heaven. And if we hear the words of Jesus and the words of God, it's like a man who builds his house upon a rock, and that rock is Christ, of course. And the winds came, the floods came, the rain came and beat against his house, and it didn't fall because it was founded on the rock, because they obeyed the words of Christ. Now, likewise here, God says, what have you done? You've not obeyed my voice. And here is the penalty, God said, and I will not drive them out from before you, but they shall be thorns in your sides, and their God shall be a snare to you. Oh, the people didn't like that. Oh, God, we were just trying to be good, you know, out of the goodness of our heart. Remember, there's a way that seems right to a man or a woman, and the ends thereof are the ways of death, right? The ends thereof are disobedience against God. If God is God and he said something, should you not do it? And if you don't do it, are you doing exactly like Cain, who didn't believe God and didn't want to bring an offering according to the instructions of God? But what did Cain do? Oh, he brought out of the goodness of his heart what he wanted to, and it was against the commands of God. So God said that was sin. Then he said, you can overcome it. You can do well. But Cain didn't want to do it. Just like the children of Israel, they were told when you come into the land, don't go after these other people. Don't go after their other gods. You shall not go to the right hand or the left hand of what I say. When you come to the New Testament, we find exactly the same thing. You know, this is the way. Walk in it. Now, they wept and cried and moaned and groaned, so the place was called the place of weeping. Now come to verse 7. Let's see what the people did. And here is why it's so important that those who are leaders and teachers follow God, love God, serve God, teach the people to do so. Because when they do and the people respond, God will bless them. But if they don't, and in today's parlance, if they teach another Jesus, if they teach another God the Father, and if they are going about trying to make a one-world religion, which is going to come to pass, they're going to do exactly the same thing that we find here. This is why reading and understanding the Old Testament is so important. We're to learn from their examples. We are to learn from their sins. We are to learn not to do these things. Now, the New Testament doesn't allow it either. Now, we'll see that a little later. But you see, what we're doing, we're getting the historical setting of the coming one-world religion, because it's going to be Satan's resurrection of all of his past gods and religions, renamed, reformed, and now this is wonderful. But it's all contrary to the Word of God. Oh, they may use the name of God. They may use the name of Jesus, but not the true Jesus. Now, come here to verse 7. Let's see what happened. And the people served the Lord all the days of Joshua and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great works of the Lord that he did for Israel. So then Joshua died at 110. And they buried him. And also all the rest of that generation died out. Now there's a new generation. Sound familiar today? Do we have a new generation that is disconnected from their parents? Do we have a new generation that is all hooked on smartphones and digital things and tweeters and Facebook and all of this sort of thing? And don't we have a generation that thinks they know more than mother and father? Don't we have a generation of religious leaders that are watering down the truth of God and beginning to form a one-world religion? Yes, indeed. And the foundation has been laid for a long time, as we will see. But I want you to see the movement of people in history and time to see what they do. And to see how the people of God back then during the days of the children of Israel, and of course today, very few people really understand that we are the descendants of the 10 tribes of Israel. Now, you've never heard that before, you go right online. We have it right online here at Church at Home and download Judah Scepter Joseph Birthright to find out who we are in history and find out that we are the descendants of the 10 tribes of Israel and God is judging us right now because we're leaving God. Why do you think we have floods and drought and storm and mildew? Why do you think we have crime? Why do you think we have a runaway government? Because we rejected the true God right in the Christian churches and have been worshiping Satan the devil, just like the children of Israel did clear back here. Now, someone's surely going to say, "Oh, Fred, why are you getting so upset?" Well, because so many people are destroying their lives. And because too many people have believed the lies of Satan the devil. And just like the generation here, after all the elders of Joshua died off, what did the children of Israel do? Let's read it, verse 11. And the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord and served Balaam. Now, who is Balaam? Now, Balaam in the Hebrew with the I-M means lords, other gods, various versions of the sun god who was what? The power behind Nimrod. So here we have the Nimrod religion rising again. Verse 12, and they forsook the Lord God of their fathers who brought them out of the land of Egypt, and they followed other gods, even the gods of the people who were around them, and bowed themselves down to them and provoked the Lord to anger because they knew better. And so should we in this generation know better. Now let's see how it's listed here in verse 13. And they forsook the Lord and served Baal and Ashtaroth. Now, Baal is the sun god. Who is Ashtaroth? That is the goddess. And what do they propose in this one world religion? They propose that people think of God as father, mother. Really. It's not Mary, the mother of Jesus. But it is Semiramis, the queen of heaven. And isn't that what the popes call Mary, the queen of heaven? And you can pray to her when the Bible says no one has ascended into heaven but Jesus. And you can pray to the other saints, and they're ready to make a saint out of Pope John Paul II. Now, isn't that lovely? Pray to a rotten, corrupted corpse or corpses, and expect them to answer your prayers? Have people been deceived? Do they love lies? Do they like Baal and Ashtaroth? Of course. See, because they have believed the lies for centuries and centuries. So if anyone tells the truth, why, you must be a raving lunatic. What is it that in this end time that you are going to do? Are you going to turn to the true God and worship and serve him? Or are you going to get swept up in the Satanism and worship of the beast and the false prophet in the coming one world religion? So what did God do? See, because God says, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt. You shall have no other gods before me. No, indeed. And he also said, you shall not make any graven image of any likeness of anything that's in the heaven above, that's on the earth, or in the waters under the earth. and you shall not bow yourself down to them. No, for the Lord your God is a jealous God, and visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generation of those that hate me. Now, do you love God or hate God? If you have idols in your home, ask yourself the question, do I love God? If you go to a church and bow down before a cross or an idol, do you love God? Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. And Jesus was the Lord God who gave those commandments. Now come here to verse 14. And the anger of the Lord was hot against Israel, and he delivered them into the hand of spoilers who spoiled them, and he sold them into the hand of their enemies all around, so that they could not any longer stand before their enemies. Now, we're just about at that point here in America, aren't we? And why? Because of the same thing that I'm reading to you here in Judges, the second chapter. Let's see what it says here. The very last verse in the book of Judges. In those days there was no king in Israel, and every man did what was right in his own eyes. Is that not what we have today? Everyone doing what is right in his own eyes? Now let's see, because the children of Israel, even after they got King David, King Solomon did not follow God, the one who built the temple of God. Now let's learn a lesson from history. God told the children of Israel that if you forsake me and go after other gods, and they did, and we saw how they did it right in the temple area, and how that Solomon built altars and temples for all of his 700 wives, 300 concubines, God punished him, took away the 10 northern tribes. But here in 1 Kings 18, we have now something that's important for us to understand at this time. Because you see, history repeats itself, and the cycle of returning to God and apostatizing to other gods and bringing in other religions goes on and over and over and over. Now, Elijah met Ahab, the king of the 10 tribes of Israel at that time, and the children of Israel had apostatized again to worship Baal and Ashtaroth. And Ahab the king had married the daughter of the priest of Baal from Zidon. And the land was filled with idols and religions. And God raised up Elijah to bring a message to them to repent. Now, of course, like anything else, Ahab accused Elijah of causing problems to Israel. So let's read what he said. 1 Kings 18, verse 17. And it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah, Ahab said to him, "Are you he who troubles Israel?" And he answered, "I've not troubled Israel, but you and your father's house have, in that you have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and you have followed Balaam, all the other gods. And whenever you have Balaam, you also have Ashtaroth." So now, Elijah said, "All right, let's find out who is God in Israel." Verse 21. And Elijah came to all the people and said, now I want you to listen to this. I want you to understand what he's saying here, and you ask yourself a question too. Do you have an opinion about God rather than a true belief in the true God and the true worship of God? So here's what Elijah said. "How long will you vacillate between two different opinions?" And actually the Hebrew means jump back and forth between one opinion and the other. "If the Lord is God, follow him." Are you willing to do that? "Or if Baal is God, then follow him." And the people did not answer him a word. Oh, no. So he said, I am alone, remained a prophet of the Lord, but Baal's prophets are 450 men. So he said, do this. Give them two bull oxes and let them offer it as a sacrifice upon an altar. Okay? Put no fire under it. And the God that answers by fire, he is the Lord. Verse 26, and they called on the name of Baal from morning until noon, saying, O Baal, hear us! But there was no voice nor anyone who answered, and they leaped on the altar which was made. So here's what Elijah did. About noontime, Elijah mocked them and said, cry aloud with a great voice, for he is a god. Either he is meditating, or he is pursuing, or he is in a journey. Perhaps he's asleep, and you must awaken him. Ooh. So they responded. Look at what they did. Look at how sincere these people were. Now, here's another thing that's important to understand. Sincerity without truth is worthless. You ever think of that? These people were sincere. These priests of Baal were sincere. Let's see how sincere they were. Verse 28, and they cried with a loud voice and cut themselves with knives and lances until blood gushed out upon them. Oh, let's shed some blood. Let's show God how sincere we are. Oh, Baal, hear us. Oh, Baal, save us. So it came to pass when noonday was past, and when they prophesied until the offering of Elijah's oblation, there was neither voice nor any to answer, nor anyone who paid attention. And Elijah said to all the people, come near, and all the people came near, and he repaired the altar of the Lord that had been thrown down. Well, the next segment, we'll see what happened. So the question is, whom do you worship? The true God or a concoction formed by men? A philosophy? What is it that you believe? Now, this is why you need the Bible. This is why you need to study it. You need to read it. You need to come to God. God will lead you to repentance. He will lead you to understanding. See, don't be like the children of Israel here who were jumping back and forth between opinions, you see. And when you get into the Bible, really, you're going to find that God never authorized Sunday, never authorized Halloween or Christmas or Easter or New Year's or any of those things. But what are those? Nothing but days of Baal. So today we have Baal worship in the name of God that people follow and believe it's Christianity, and it's nothing more than Babylon the Great, Baalism and Ashtaroth worship. And they don't even realize it. So we need to ask ourselves this question, what are we going to do? What will you do? Can you learn from these lessons that are in the Bible? Can you learn from what God has done in the past so that you can extricate yourself by repenting to God and coming to Him and learning the truth and obeying the voice of God? Well, once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. Be sure and visit our other website, cbcg.org. and download all the material that I have mentioned to you. So this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone.